here at Think 17 in this little town called New York City. Actually, it's a pretty darn big town. And
big town.
Lots of energy and action going on here. And speaking of action, we have Mr. Matt Cardell. Matt, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
You like Think?
I love Think.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
It's a good show. This is my second year of being here. Last year I was in San Diego, which is where I'm from, so it was easy to attend that one. But I was just blown away by the speakers and the content that was there. It was awesome, awesome. So
yeah, they've done a great job of putting it together.
Exactly. Hey, you are the Chief Revenue Officer at Co-op.
That's right.
Can you tell us a little bit about your role there?
Sure. So what that means in Co-op speak, right, is I have responsibility for all of our client relationships.
Okay.
Right? And as well as our sales force.
Right.
But in addition to that, is the kind of the revenue, chief revenue component, mm-hmm. is my responsibility is to continue to look for ways with which our credit unions can continue to help their members, which means hopefully generating new revenue mm-hmm. for those credit unions. Mm-hmm. So as time passes, I'm charged with introducing new solution sets for them to do exactly that, mm-hmm. help their members.
Okay. Makes sense. So what did you do prior to Co-op?
Yeah.
And how did it prepare you for this position?
Sure. No, it's a great question. I was with First Data for the last 25 years. So at First Data, I was always client-centric.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, over the last 8 to 10 years, ran all of our North American relationships and sales functions for our financial institution mm-hmm. clients, mm-hmm. which is interesting because Co-op and TMG were both clients of mine.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
small world.
For several years.
Yeah.
And so I had developed relationships with their senior teams mm-hmm. over that time and always admired them, always admired what they did for the credit union movement mm-hmm. and how they touched the members and helped the credit unions really help the communities with which they serve.
Mm-hmm.
So when Todd approached me to join the team, it was a pretty easy decision because I was familiar with them and I loved the charter.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I came about being here.
Okay. Seems like a natural fit.
I think knowing
TMG so well and Co-op so well.
Yeah, I think it is. And also knowing payments so well and how we can take pretty sophisticated payment processes and products and solutions
mm-hmm.
and apply them to our members and or to our credit unions mm-hmm. and their members.
Mm-hmm.
So having a really global look at the ecosystem,
mm-hmm.
I think will help. I also spent about a year and a half in the Far East running a division there. So I know the global reach of payments.
Yeah.
So I spent quite a bit of time in South Korea, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So bringing that kind of broad aperture, if you
mm-hmm.
will,
yeah.
of payments to the credit union space,
mm-hmm.
I think is a great fit.
Well, it makes you a great fit for this conference. I mean, the theme is digitization and bringing it all together in one fell swoop. I mean, what a great place for you to be right now.
It's been fantastic.
Perfect. Hey, let's talk about your sales philosophy in regards to client needs and then how Co-op meets those client needs.
Yeah, so I think meeting the needs is the biggest thing that you just said, right?
Right.
We are not an organization that is just pushing sales and products just to sell something.
Right.
If there's a need and a solution, that's what we're about,
mm-hmm.
right? And so we don't want to necessarily be the number one sales group of all credit unions. We want to be the biggest solutions-based group that helps credit unions with their members.
Yep.
So it's a lot of listening. It's a lot of paying attention to what's happening in the mm-hmm. marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of paying attention to what consumers are looking for today
mm-hmm.
and Think is all about that.
Oh, yeah.
So our philosophy is listening a lot, being very observant of what's happening,
mm-hmm.
and then going and applying all the tools and innovations we'll have
mm-hmm.
to solve those issues and create a better member experience. That's what we're about.
Okay. Yeah, because technology is moving so fast, as we all know, and credit unions need some resources to help them out keep up with this pace. My gosh, and you guys are right there in the mix, it sounds
like. Exactly. And I think with the leadership's experience
mm-hmm.
dealing with large banks and small banks and credit unions,
mm-hmm.
we have a good perspective of the competitive landscape,
mm-hmm.
which will help us bring very competitive solution sets to the credit union space.
Indeed. Hey, what's you're talking about client relationships. What's your client relationship management philosophy as well?
Yeah, high touch.
That's good.
Being in front of our clients. And again, I think it comes down to listening
mm-hmm.
And being there. And also being proactive. We want to be a trusted advisor to the credit unions. We want to be pushing out content, pushing out ideas, and not just waiting for the phone to ring,
right?
And so what you'll see from the new co-op going forward is a very engaged relationship group, very well-versed in what's happening in the credit union space, along with the broader payment space, and really being proactive and hopefully very consultative about how to help our credit unions better serve their members. I mean, that's really what our focus is. That's really what it's all about.
Yeah, you took the words right. I was thinking proactive the whole time, just kind of being ahead of that curve.
Exactly,
Very cool. All right, the next question is kind of a mouthful here. In your view, what's the best way credit unions can transform an increasingly digital payments arena? I mean, sometimes it's a tough ask.
It is a tough ask, but I think it's a mindset.
Yeah, okay.
And it's an awareness, right? I think we all have to be aware of not necessarily doing things the way we've always done them, right? And having an open mind to say, how can we use technology, right, to do it better?
Right.
And a speaker here was very eloquent in talking about, don't compare ourselves to other banks that we may want to compete with that are across the street. Compare ourselves to the Amazons and the Googles and the Facebooks of the world, who really are leading edge as it relates to that interaction. That's who we need to aspire to be like, not a traditional financial institution. So that's how I think about it.
Okay. Yeah, because there's a lot I've talked about a number of times in these interviews about how the consumer is almost spoiled now,
right?
Because of the how you react to Amazon, Uber, Airbnb, all that type of stuff. Now a credit union has got to kind of act the same way,
their
expectations are so high now.
Expectations are that the experience that they have is as elegant as it is when they deal with Amazon, and that's how we need to think about things, right? And that's how we need to design new solution sets and how we interface and interact with the member.
Yeah. I like how you said it's a mindset thing, because the technology is there. It's already there. It's buying into it.
That's exactly
and changing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And and to be open with you know, and this is a tough concept for me to get my head around at times, but you know, if you're gonna fail, do it really, really fast and then do something else.
Yep.
Right? And I think we all need to think like that, because that's how the innovation takes place, and that's how we learn to have that type of mindset.
Yeah, it's a scary thought.
It is.
But those are some of the steps that you need to go through. All right, last question for you, because I'll get you off the hot seat here. Think speakers. I mean, this conference is renowned for great speakers. Any takeaways that you've gotten so far from some of the speakers? You mentioned a couple of them already.
Yeah, no, I think it's, you know, I think the really attractive thing about Think is these speakers aren't from the industry. They're not from payments,
right?
They're from all walks of life and experiences, and just how they go about thinking things pragmatically and then applying technology oftentimes to that mindset.
Yep.
And so taking the untraditional path is kind of what I take away from this, and having the courage to try it differently, I think is what I see from these speakers and how they've become successful. So those are probably the main takeaways for me.
Okay, great message to end on. Matt, thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it. Yeah, good job.